set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. For I know the plans that I have for you. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future.
Are we on?
Amen. Hallelujah. Before you were born, God knew you. Before you were formed, He knew you. He set you apart for His purpose and His will. Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercies. We thank you, Father God, that we love you, and that you love us, and that you have a purpose and a plan for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to do, I've been teaching on how to maintain your healing and walk in divine health. How many were here last week? Oh, when were we here?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. Give me a copy of that. They're going to need that. Okay. Now, I tried to rush through this lesson. I love this lesson. And I love this, doing this part we're going to do tonight. And I tried to get away with it. And the Holy Spirit told me, nope, can't get away with it. So we're going to do it. Amen. I'm just going to do a quick review. Our main scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You, your spirit, soul, and body need to be submitted to God for you to be to remain healed and to walk in divine health. Through the Lordship of Jesus Christ, believers must realize that God sees us absolutely perfect right now, without default, without defect, and must come to an understanding and partake of our oneness with the Anointed One and His anointing, to resist anything that comes along to take away that state of perfection. And what we talked about is that you, your spirit, soul, and body are whole right now. The spirit man is made whole in salvation. You're delivered, you're healed, you're preserved, you're made whole. The spirit man must be born again to even understand the things of God. And so when you're talking to the world, you must relate the spiritual things naturally to them in order for them to understand, because they don't understand the spirit. You must come under and stay under submission to the word of God, so that you can fulfill the God's commission, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to have rulership in the kingdom of God in order for you to rule in the earth realm. You must be submitted to God. Our body houses our spirit, soul, and body, and it's through that which we will preach the kingdom of God. And if you're sick, you can't do much. If you're oppressed, you can't do much. And so it's important that we walk divine health, because that's a part of why we need to go into all the world, so that we can do that. God wants you whole in your spirit, soul, and body, so that his kingdom is established in the earth and that all men can be reconciled to him. Now, we began to define how to maintain your healing. And what we talked about, and how in the Old Testament it means to what, to which, to where. In the New Testament, it was what, in what way. And so people know, a lot of people know it's God's will for them to be healed, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know what to ask. They don't know what to say. And so we come to learn how to, what to say, what to do. So we need to seek Jesus as our shepherd to know what to do when attacked with sickness and disease, not just by Jesus Christ, I'm healed, and don't do anything else. There's more to it than that. Okay. To maintain in the Old Testament is to make, in the New Testament is to rule, to preside. And so under the Old Covenant, Israel had the ability to maintain or keep sickness by being obedient to the word of God. But they had to do that on their own. In the New Covenant, it's already ours. And we have the gift, we have this Holy Spirit living on inside to help us to walk right before God. We're not trying to do it our own. We have the Holy Spirit living on inside of us, giving us the ability to do what is right so that we keep the doors closed to the enemy. See, they didn't have the Holy Spirit to help them do right. We have the Holy Spirit to help us keep doors closed to the enemy. We define, let's see, that's extra page here. That maintain is an active word. And so that maintain, let me go back. Means to, okay. Under the Old Covenant, they had the ability to maintain or keep their sickness by being obedient. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. But that maintain is an active word. How do we actively use our faith? Come on. How do we actively use our faith?
Oh, by speaking the word.
Ah, speaking the word. What else?
Acting out the word. Just being obedient to it.
Knowing the word. We got to hear that word. Got to meditate on that word. Got to confess that word. And I was looking at Creflo last night, he was talking about that. He said, how do we receive? We say by speaking, we see by hearing, you know, receive means to take it. And those are the ways that we take our healing. So you have action on your part. When you minister to people, they have action on their part. It's just not the man of God that spoke the word of God, I go home and do nothing. No, I have an active part to play in my healing. To walk, it means to, in the Old Testament, means to go about, to go forward. In the New Testament, it means to tread. It means to occupy. And so in the Old Testament, they came out after they partook of the Passover. They came out, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. They went forth. They went forth healed. So it's not like we saw in the Ten Commandments where they were carrying people and people were crippled and all of that. No, that's not true. They were completely whole because they took of Christ, the Passover lamb. So they came out. They went forth healed and whole. And so on the new covenant that we have, we're going to tread on. So we're going to occupy. We have the ability to resist the enemy. We're just not going to let him come and just put anything on us. We're going to take authority, and we're going to resist the enemy. So we are to walk in the light of God's word at all times. Amen? So that's our review. Of course, we talked about a whole lot of details on that, but we don't have time tonight. And so she has my outline for part two. Amen. Did she have it? Can I have it back? Well, okay. Now, we talked about that there are four pillars or strong foundation. Yeah, that's what I want. Okay, you can pass it out. And so we talked about last time that, okay, the spirit man must have purpose. Now, God has a plan for you. And we talked about God has a plan for your life. And we're to call upon God for that plan. You just don't go out and make your own way. You just don't go out and decide how you're going to serve God, what gift you're going to use, and what capacity you're going to serve God in. Yes, when you first come to God, you don't know much. So you just, you know, anybody say something, you just do it. You know, you do all like this. When I was in school, a teacher drew a triangle. He said, at the beginning, we are down here, got all this space to walk, and just going all over the place, trying to find our way. But the closer you get to God, the more you know, and it gets narrower and narrower. When you get to the top, you ain't got but some place to go. You can't go like this. You need to be in the will of God, not trying to do all those kind of things. And so we have to learn, and tonight we're going to be talking about our personalities and learning who we are. We must learn our personality type, and it is so good. So our people are going to give y'all some, if you don't know who you are and what your personality is, they're going to help you learn who your personality is so that you'll be trying to get in the health ministry and you ain't got no patience. You ain't going with the kids and you're trying to kill somebody. You ain't in healing school and you don't have no compassion. You know, you're not jumping all over the place. Learn who you are, then you know where you can fit. I learned real quick that I don't, you know, I love children. I can play with children, but it's another thing. Teaching them and going over stuff over and over. My husband, he has compassion. He'll feed you. You know, you've been around him long enough, he'll continue to feed you until you get it. So I give it to you, you got it, fine, study some more, get it. So where's Francine and Darlene are going to do this personality with you, and you can cut me off until we get this together here.